The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
Parashat Chukotai, which is the next the Torah reading that goes together with Bahar, according to the present year, the two portions are connected together. It's the second of the two. So it begins with blessings, and then it changes after the blessings. It will walk in the ways of God and perform all the statutes and the commandments of God, and everything will be good. And then it's not the opposite. That's the essence of the first bigger part of the portion, which is called the Chukotai. Now, the very beginning, this first of all will note that this portion is always read close to Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer, which is the Ilula, the passing that in Kabbalah passing is actually a revelation of the essence of the soul of the tzaddik that passes away on that day, the passing of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who is the author of the Zohar. That's why this day is called in Kabbalah the day of the giving of the inner dimension of the Torah, just like Chag Shavuot is the giving of the Torah in general, but this is giving the soul of the Torah. So there's something very special about this day. And since this the Torah readings are always generally it falls in the week of Chukotai is Lag BaOmer. So there must be a very strong relationship. Actually, there are many very, very clear, obvious relationships that in the order of the Torah, this parashah, Bechukotai, is the 33rd Sedra, the 33rd Torah portion, exactly. The very first verse of the portion, which is all-inclusive, has 33 letters to it, exactly. The very two first words, which is a idiom, a phrase, which itself is the name of the parasha, in the Chukotai, equals the triangle of 33, meaning the sum of all numbers from 1 to 33, which is actually the secret of the 33rd day of the Omer, that every day it's collective, and the second day is we don't say that today is the second day of the Omer, that we say that today is 2 days of the Omer, and the third day we say it's 3 days, meaning that it's as though we're actually adding 1 and 2 and 3. That's called a triangle in the mathematics. So when we reach the 33rd day, we've added together all the numbers from 1 to 33, and that exactly equals in the Chukotai. It's called the triangle of, for the number is 561, which is the triangle of 33. So we have these very, very, very clear three allusions to the relationship between this parasha and the secret of Lag BaOmer. The word Lag, when it's read backwards, is Gal, which means to reveal. Gal Einai V'Abita Nivlo Mitorotech, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes the wonders of your Torah. The wonders are the wonders that were revealed by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Now Rashi, in his explanation of the very first verse, says, "Im b'chukotai tedecha, if you walk by my statutes," he says that means to toil in the Torah, in one's study of Torah. That if one toils hard, that's called walking in the statutes, and from that will come the performance and the good and the performance which is full of light. It's called Maasim Tovim, the good deeds that have in them and reflect in them all of the light of the Torah that one has toiled in. But the meaning of in the Chukotai Terechem is to toil to amid in the Torah, to toil in the study of Torah. That's walking in the statutes. And after the Torah begins with this phrase, im b'chukotai, if, the very first word is actually this word, im, if. As Chazal say that im sometimes means that Hashem is actually begging us, please, I beg you, please keep my statutes. That once more, please learn my Torah. That's where it all begins from. And why? Because I want to give you all of the blessings, all the spiritual and the physical blessings of the world. So that more than a calf wants to nourish from its mother, so does the cow, the mother, want to give nurse. That's why the word im, which means if, also can be read aim, which means mother. And the mother is begging her child that I want to give you all of the blessings, but I just ask of you and make it, condition it upon you walking in my ways, which means to study, first and foremostly to study my Torah. Now after this initial condition, which is im b'chukotai, so then the second verse reads, v'natati kishmeichem b'yitam, if you'll do this, I will give the rains in their proper seasons, in the proper times. Meaning that if you do it, then I will give you this. If you will just do what I'm asking for, then vinatati is I shall give you. Now in the continuation of the blessings, which are all on condition of im b'chukotai telecha, if you walk in my statutes, there's only one verse at the beginning which states the condition, and then all of the other verses are just a stream of blessings that all result from im b'chukotai, if you walk by my statutes. Now the word v'natati repeats itself three times. That the first time it reads v'natati kishmeichem b'yitam, I will then give you this, the very second verse that immediately follows im b'chukotai telecho, it says v'natati kishmeichem b'yitam, I will give your rains in their times. Then afterwards it says second v'natati. The second v'natati is v'natati shalom ba'aretz, I will give peace on earth, that you will be able to sleep and not be afraid, there won't be enemies, there will be true and total peace on earth. That's the second v'natati. And then the third and final v'natati, it says v'natati mishkani b'tochechem, I will give my tabernacle, my dwelling place in your midst. Now there's a very obvious allusion here that these three words of which it says I will give, the first is rains, your rains, gishmechem, the second is shalom, peace, and the third is mishkani. Those three words, their initial letters spell the first one. Because the first one is Geshem. Geshem is rain. And Geshem, rain, which has three letters to the word rain itself, is actually the initial letters of these three words that Hashem is promising us that He'll give us if only you will do what I'm asking you and begging you to do, which is to walk by my statutes. Once more, Geshem is the three words of Geshem, rain, or the three initial letters of Geshem itself, and Shalom, and Mishkani, my tabernacle. Now, what this means, it obviously implies that all of the three are included in the Geshem. That seems to be very unusual. I would think that all of the three should be included in the final one, because actually these three are going up in degree of holiness. That the word Geshem itself, which is here the key word, it means not only rain. In Hebrew, Geshem means all physicality. As the word for rain is the same as the word Gashmiut, which means the physical. So Gishmechem represents the physical dimension of all of reality. The next gift that Hashem is promising us is peace. Peace is peace between people. Because peace is something, the greatest blessing, is the greatest blessing between human souls. Geshem implies not only rain, obviously the relation between Geshem and physicality in general, because if there's rain, there's bodos, there's what to eat, and then one's physical body is well and sound. But nonetheless, it's important to understand that more abstractly, it means the whole physical reality. The whole physical reality will be in a perfect state of harmony. But to say that I will give my rains in their seasons means that the physical world will operate to its utmost, to its apex. That everything will be harmonious. Then the second stage is that the souls of men will also be together and be at peace with one another and also in harmony with one another. But the third vinatati, the third gift, is my own, God is speaking here, is my dwelling place, Mishkani, which means that I will be here present in the consciousness of the world and once more in harmony with all of my creation, with all of the souls. So actually we're taught that these three levels, these three gifts that Hashem is promising us, if we walk in His statutes, which means to toil in the Torah, is first the harmony of the worlds, and then the harmony of the souls, and finally the harmony of God Himself in His creation. The manifestation of God Himself in the creation. In the terminology of Baal Shem Tov says that all of our meditation in prayer and everything that we should do, we should always have in mind three dimensions of reality: world, souls, and divinity. So one of the most important examples of this, of these three dimensions of the whole Torah, is this phenomenon in Parashat Bechukotai in the beginning, that worlds is called your reins, and souls is peace, and divinity is my tabernacle. So actually, there's another beautiful thing, that reins, it says your reins, means that the reins belong to you from below up, are given to you. The final one is Mishkani, my tabernacle. That's my tabernacle, and my dwelling place, which is drawing down divine revelation from above to below. The word shalom, peace, is just the word by itself. It doesn't have a suffix to it, whether it's yours or mine, it's because it's just in essence, it's the intermediate level of the souls being connected to one another and being harmonious with one another. So once more, the thing that we have to try to understand is how this, it's all within the word Geshem. And that the teaching here is that all three, not as I would expect initially, should be in divinity, but all three dimensions of worlds and souls and divinity are present and alluded to in the word for worlds itself, for physical reality itself. So what this is teaching us is that the ultimate purpose of the Mishkan itself, the dwelling place of God, is that all of the revelation should be apparent in the physical, which is the great principle of the Midrash of Tiram Batachtonim, that God does not want that His revelation should remain a spiritual experience. He wants it to be an experience. He wants it to be totally at one with physical reality. That's why He created the physical world. That He should dwell below, in the lowest possible, it's called in physics the phrase, the lowest energy level. The lowest possible state of physicality. So this is alluded to in this beautiful phenomenon, that the three stages themselves are included within Geshem. So this is then related to the secret of Lag BaOmer, the giving of the inner soul of the Torah, is also this secret of how it can be that divinity itself and souls and peace and my tabernacle are all the ultimate purposes. They all should be rain. That it's physical rain. V'natati kishmeichem b'yitam. So we just have to now this week try to accept upon ourselves the responsibility to toil in Hashem's Torah, in the Chukotai Terech, with all of the 33s that are alluded to there, and then we'll merit to all of these three levels of blessing, all in the lowest common denominator, which is the rain, the Geshem.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org, or email us at inner@inner.org.